Hey there, everybody. This is Down Agatone, co-host and producer of Lost in the Vault. So this episode, you might hear some slight audio differences or what have you. That's because this was recorded in two different sessions. The first part was recorded Friday, February 27th in the morning. And then the second portion of it, which as we get into, we recorded after new information came to light, was recorded Sunday evening, March 1st. Yeah, so if you hear some slight audio differences, that's why. We hope you enjoy the episode. Thank you. Hey, everybody.
Hey there.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Lost in the Vault. We've had a lot of bonus episodes lately, haven't we?
Yeah.
I don't think we have, but it feels like we've had like more bonus episodes than actual episodes of the show. And I think that's part of that is that Disney's just taken over our cultural landscapes, and now like 50% of all big entertainment news is Disney shit.
And things are constantly in flux over there, and there's a lot of drama.
And drama's what we're talking about right now,
aren't we? Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
All right, so if you remember, I think before we had like our first official episode, actually, we did a special bonus episode on the first days of Disney Plus, where we talked about like the then new service and all the original content available day one, and we like gave our thoughts on it. So consider this episode a sequel of sorts, a sequel that we're gonna call "What the Fuck Is Going On with Disney Plus?" Because there's some wild ass shit going on behind the scenes of like a couple of these shows. Okay, so we talked about in the first days of Disney Plus episode about the streaming cold war that's developing between all of these like major companies. You know, we've got Disney's Disney Plus service, NBC Universal's Peacock, Warner Media's HBO Max, not to mention the already established Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and then like the smaller niche services like Shudder, Jeffrey Katzenberg's upcoming Quibi.
Oh, Quibi.
Have you seen the ads for Quibi?
Yeah, I've seen a few. I keep forgetting about it. It's very forgettable, I think.
I could see that going either way on whether or not that'll be a hit or not, because I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. Like, television quality shows are in 10 minutes or less. Like,
yeah,
that's not bad at all.
No, I have a feeling it's not going to do great.
I mean, stranger things have happened, and we are in some strange times. So we talked about it, and I gave my prediction that Disney Plus was going to win out the streaming war because, unlike HBO Max and Peacock, Disney has like a defined brand that one can immediately identify what they're getting out of with Disney Plus, while HBO Max and Peacock, they don't.
Nope.
Like, for instance, when you think HBO, do you think South Park?
Not really.
Because that's going to be exclusive to HBO Max.
I actually didn't know that. That's weird to me.
And you don't think Studio Ghibli when you think of HBO, but that's going to be exclusive to HBO Max.
God, that's so weird.
It very, very weird. And I don't understand it.
Neither do I.
And not to mention the confusion that people have had over, like, between like HBO Go and HBO Now and HBO Max.
Yeah.
Like, what one's which?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't even realize how many of them there were. Everything is just like splitting up into streaming services, and those streaming services are collecting little bits of media.
Pretty much HBO Go is, you know, the online streaming service you use if you get HBO through a cable provider. HBO Now is if you just buy it from HBO directly, and then HBO Max will be, you know, HBO and more. But anyways, I gave my prediction that Disney would have like an identifiable brand. You know what you're going to get out of this. I was wrong. I was very, very, very wrong, because right now Disney Plus is going through one hell of an identity crisis.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily like what types of shows or franchises will make it onto the service. Rather, the question of just what exactly is considered appropriate or not for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So
the inspiration for the episode, there was an article that came out in Variety, the Variety exclusive on February 26, 2020, written by Joe Otterson, entitled "Lizzie McGuire: How is a Disney Plus Revival Ground to a Halt?"
Yep.
Here's what happened. Disney announced that at the D23 Expo last year, that
we were getting Lizzie McGuire reboot.
Yeah, a new Lizzie McGuire revival. Yep. Hilary Duff returning to the role.
Yep.
As a 30-year-old Lizzie McGuire living in New York City.
Yeah.
The show's creator, Terry Minsky, would be showrunning the revival after having just created a hit show for the Disney Channel, Andy Mack, which, you know, has some relatively adult subject matter for a Disney Channel show, being about a girl who discovers that who she believed was her sister is actually her mother after having given birth to her as a teenager.
What?
You didn't know that was what it was about?
No.
Also, one of the first gay main characters to ever appear on a Disney Channel show.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that either.
Like, explicitly, like, says it and everything.
Those kinds of things are what are probably what to ground this project to a halt, unfortunately. The fact that this creator wanted to integrate some more, slightly more adult themes, something slightly more heavy than what Disney had previously done with Lizzie McGuire. And, you know, they're still, even though, they're still getting used to that kind of thing. We've been seeing it more and more in Disney Channel, but Disney said no.
So back in January, Variety released another exclusive article in which Terry Minsky stepped away from her role as showrunner due to what was called the creative differences. A Disney spokesperson said in response, "Fans have a sentimental attachment to Lizzie McGuire and high expectations for a new series. After filming two episodes, we concluded that we need to move in a different creative direction and are putting a new lens on the show." Terry Minsky was fired due to creative differences, and according to this latest article that came out of Variety, the one by Joe Otterson, according to multiple sources close to production, that Disney fired Terry Minsky because Minsky and Hilary Duff wanted to do a show, you know, about a 30-year-old Lizzie McGuire that was, you know, actually about Lizzie McGuire as a 30-year-old. Obviously, like, probably at a PG-13 level, I'm assuming.
I honestly assumed something like even PG, you know, not even PG-13, but like even PG sometimes seems like Disney's PG is different from a lot of other PG.
I guess, but the article says that, you know, they want to do a more adult version. And even though Disney had initially approved their plans all throughout pre-production, when production actually started, Disney started to get cold feet. So when they already filmed like two episodes with Minsky as the showrunner, but then they took a break so that Hilary Duff could go on her honeymoon. And while she was on honeymoon, Disney fired Minsky. And apparently Hilary Duff has been pissed.
Yes. She seemed thrilled working with Minsky and wasn't too happy. And actually threw some shade on Disney on Instagram.
Yeah, which relates to another thing that was currently going on that got Disney Plus in a bunch of hot water. So what happened was that the Fox 2000 film Love, Simon was going to get a television spinoff on Disney Plus with the title Love, Victor, which, you know, was discussed for a while. Like, there was a bunch of official announcements about it. And then this same week, like 2 days before the Variety article comes out, it's announced that the Love, Victor is going to move from Disney Plus to Hulu, with Disney claiming that the reason was because the show Love, Victor, they decided that it wasn't family friendly enough to go on to Disney Plus and thus would move to Hulu. So, as you can imagine, if you don't know, Love, Simon is a film about a gay teenager, you know, coming out of the closet. And so when people heard that being the reason for why its spinoff was moving from Disney Plus to Hulu,
It's a good question to ask what Disney's stance on that is.
People were not happy, very critical of Disney for moving an endless warning. And I mean, it's possible that there are some other reasons besides the gay content, because it's not like Disney Plus has no gay characters. Like, there are explicitly gay characters or an explicitly queer characters on High School Musical, the musical, the series, which is like one of the day one series to occur on Disney Plus.
At the same time, they're not in the forefront. And this is a show explicitly about a gay teenager. And so, you know, it's reasonable for people to question if the unfamily-friendly content is just a character existing, its main character existing as gay, rather than as a side character or part of a larger cast.
Hilary Duff gave like a very passive-aggressive Instagram story where she like on her Instagram story she posted the headline, underlined family friendly, and then wrote sounds familiar,
which damn, and highlights the main problem. And also I think a few people are wondering if Lizzie McGuire, like something about it was supposed to be connected to gay issues, but that's all speculation. If there were any issues regarding LGBTQ plus issues in it as one of the reasons it wasn't considered family friendly, but there's no verification on that. It's just some comparison I've seen a lot of people draw.
What's apparently happening is that now Hilary Duff's upset over what's going on with Terry Minsky, and they're looking for a new showrunner, apparently, and production has stalled in the meantime because of that.
Terry Minsky did two episodes, which they were all very proud of, all things considered. Terry Minsky, she was upset to go after only two episodes.
She said so in a statement. And so right now, according to these sources, production on Lizzie McGuire stalled completely, and Disney and Hilary Duff are now completely at an impasse. And, you know, if they can't get Hilary Duff to go along with their new plan, then there's no show. You can't do a Lizzie McGuire revival without Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, it's not like you can replace the actress because of how, one, how do you, she was so iconic, you know, you could, like, there is always like media that does, oh, here's the age up character and it's something, someone different. But because it was already announced that she was going to be a part of it, you know,
and she showed up in the D23 Expo.
Yep. And she's like, I'm taking the role. I am still the role of this character. You can't replace her now because she is the character and has claimed like the title once again years later, you know? So everyone already has it in their minds of, oh yeah, if we're going to have another Lizzie McGuire, it's going to be her.
You know, there were set photos and then people hyped when it found out that Gordo was returning. And now it's gone from like this layup of, oh yeah, Lizzie McGuire's coming back, 2000 nostalgia, to this absolute fucking nightmare. And the Disney store spokespeople say the show is not dead, but it's not looking good.
No.
And if it ends up getting canceled, that's going to be real humiliating for Disney Plus. Those are like the two big things, you know, Lizzie McGuire and Love, Victor. But there's actually been like similar incidents that were happening like earlier on before Disney Plus officially launched. For instance, recently released on Hulu was a high fidelity series starring Zoe Kravitz that was originally supposed to be in development for Disney Plus, but then they decided that it was too adult oriented and so they moved to Hulu. And then meanwhile, we mentioned High School Musical, the series that had its showrunner Oliver Goldstick fired. Let's say left production, because that's the official statement, though who knows what was going on. What happened was is that Oliver Goldstick, the showrunner, got into conflicts with the show's creator, Tim Federle, because Goldstick wanted to do like more adult themes and Federle did not. And so Disney took Federle's side and Goldstick left. But at least there, it's like a genuine disagreement between two creatives. It's not like Disney executives railroading the creative vision to fit this very loosely defined standard, which is really what we need to talk about here. Just what exactly is the standard for what is appropriate for Disney Plus or not? because
Disney as a company has so many branches of media that it makes and is part of and can place in different places, which like it seemed like they were going to try to fit it all under Disney Plus, basically, was the almost the original sentiment that I got from the like the way it was
official statements earlier on. It was just going to be like PG-13 or lower, but now we're seeing like of PG-13, like soft PG-13, hard PG-13.
There's also some things that like politically Disney is ambiguous on of what constitutes for them soft and hard PG-13, you know, like where do LGBT issues fall under that, you know, where do certain issues fall under that?
And then I'm seeing a lot of the time with this, there's like a big question that people are saying on social media, and we hear like reports like this, like with the Lizzie McGuire stuff and the, you know, the Love Victor stuff and all that. And that is, okay, why is this inappropriate for Disney Plus? And yet The Simpsons, which Disney Plus has been marketing as like one of their big draws,
the thing,
is,
yep, one of the things.
Yeah, that was like one of the big things that they were touting. Disney Plus, exclusive streaming home of The Simpsons.
And like, not only are they doing that, but they're also kind of extending that outwards. They're putting a Simpsons short in front of Onwards, which is coming soon, which they're trying to ultimately make this historically controversial show
part of their brand, the same way that you associate now, the same way that you now automatically associate Star Wars and Marvel with Disney. They want you to now automatically associate The Simpsons with Disney. And it is weird. I don't know if I'm ever going to get used to it.
I don't think so either, considering the nature of tongue-in-cheek jokes that Simpsons always made about Disney as a company, especially for one thing, but also tone-wise.
Especially for the time, Simpsons was a very cynical, borderline grim show. Like, the entire idea of it is that, you know, oh, dad's an idiot alcoholic, mother's vaguely dissatisfied but keeps her optimism, son's, you know, just a genuine menace to society,
daughter kind of
too
stuck.
Smart for all of this, and yeah, and the baby, and then the whole town is a crap hole, all of popular culture is a hell hole.
And it was never not fun with it, but it was very much in those things and digging into those corners, and that's where the humor came from.
Was like, these guys' lives suck, but you know, at least they have each other at the end of the day.
Yeah, it was gritty, but lighthearted, gritty in how they express love for each other and juggle things, dealing with serious things, but never letting them feel serious, making them feel humorous.
And now they want you to see like Bart Simpson alongside Mickey Mouse,
which is the Disney itself, the complete opposite, taking the serious realities of life and erasing them from memory and making it feel like everything's lighthearted, and then shooing in
some sadness,
but that it's all going to be okay. So you have two complete opposite ends of the spectrum. Suddenly one is trying to suck the other in.
So part of me wants to say that what the line is for what's appropriate for Disney Plus or not is essentially what's going to bring asses to the service. Like, The Simpsons can get away with more because, you know, The Simpsons is a guaranteed service seller.
Yeah, The Simpsons is its own brand, you know?
Yeah, it's always been its own brand, since from the beginning, essentially.
Yeah, but it is a brand nonetheless, and it, like, as cynical as it is.
Meanwhile, look at that in contrast with, say, High Fidelity or, like, Love, Victor, which, you know, that's not going to bring people to service the way The Simpsons has, so it gets less slack. You know, there's no way that Disney could get people or even really want people to like automatically associate either of those things with its brand, especially Love Victor, which its branding is already compromised because it's not using the Love Simon name. So there's even less of a chance that people will know what to associate it with. You know, why bother? Just move them to Hulu. Now, where this gets ambiguous is in situations like High School Musical, the musical, the series, and Lizzie McGuire. We're seeing them like try to like contort what's going on behind the scenes so that it can fit their brand. And this is leading to like all sorts of conflicts. Not to mention, we didn't discuss this earlier, people are complaining that, you know, there's not enough like, you know, prestige shows or, you know, more adult content like The Mandalorian
which was really good but came and went. Once something comes and goes, what are you gonna watch next? You're probably not gonna watch something on Disney Plus. You're probably gonna go to Netflix if you're looking for something like that.
I mean, we've got more Star Wars series and season 2 of The Mandalorian and all of those Marvel series coming out, but the first Marvel series doesn't come out until like later in the year.
Yeah, no, if you want something immediately afterwards, you're going to look elsewhere. Not for Star Wars content, but for tone of something like The Mandalorian. You can find that, you know, you can go watch the Witcher on Netflix. That happened immediately after. And I know a lot of people that did go like straight to stuff like that, where it's like, okay, yeah, they have it. Disney doesn't. And it's going to take a while for them to. And even when they do, it's going to be a pretty limited range of things, I feel, especially in action adventure stuff, because it's all Marvel and Star Wars. And with things like this, where they could have branched out into other slightly grittier / darker things, which not exactly, more adult, I guess, is what I'm looking to say.
Like PG-13, but yeah, Still somewhat okay. Like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah.
Which are also available on Disney Plus. So that makes things all the more confusing. That's what people are asking. What is the line? And I don't think even the people behind the scenes know, and that's what's causing all this conflict. Otherwise, they've had the issues with Lizzie McGuire hashed out in pre-production.
Yeah. If they're to make Lizzie McGuire, it has to be on Disney Plus. It can't be on Hulu. Because Lizzie McGuire is such a
Disney thing, it's like Disney Channel's biggest show.
It's a Disney Channel thing. So you can't put it on Hulu as like as a reboot, because it doesn't make sense to the general public.
And I know Terry Minsky said that she would have liked if they had just moved her vision to Hulu, but that wouldn't have worked.
Exactly, because Lizzie McGuire is already tied to the brand. And because it's tied to the brand, they can't really do that. They can't really move it to Hulu. There's going to be these tonal issues, or if they feel like there's going to be tonal issues because of that, what are they going to do with it? Are they going to make it not its vision?
My first idea is that the companies, like the big film and television studios, should have also been producing their own streaming services. I feel like that in hindsight was a bad idea, but you know, there's no going back now. Box has already been opened. No putting that back in. So I found this article in the New York Post where Wall Street experts are saying that, you know, Disney Plus probably had like peak net subscribers in its first quarter because everyone who was interested in Disney Plus already got it. And, you know, Disney's not producing any like service sellers in the meantime.
I feel like it's not going to peak again until the Marvel series starts showing up. That's my theory.
But then again, they probably already knew what's coming and signed on. Like, and then, like, the rest of the shows are coming out. Let's gonna be honest, filler. Like, you may be interested in Pick of the Litter, a documentary about service dogs, or I guess like that Turner and Hooch series starring Josh Peck that's apparently happening for Disney Plus.
I didn't know about either of those things. Yeah, those are things that definitely will have audiences.
But people aren't going to go to that service just to see that.
Yeah.
I don't think Disney Plus is a bad service. I've enjoyed my time with it. Granted, I mainly use it to, like, watch films for the podcast and episodes of The Simpsons. It's just, I don't know. This is just a weird situation going on right now. I don't think Disney really thought through what should be on here when they started it, or, like, planned it out so that they would have, like, a consistent amount of, like, big, you know, buzz-generating series coming out on, like, a consistent basis. Like, I haven't even seen, like, the final season of Star Wars The Clone Wars get the same amount of buzz The Mandalorian has, because, you know, that's the revival of an old Cartoon Network series. So that's going to be inherently relatively niche.
Yeah, it's so strange, because I think right now Disney Plus is surviving on it. The back catalog, you know, the ability for you to, like, watch things that you loved, maybe forgot about, haven't seen in a long time. It hasn't been available anywhere else unless you went out and bought it on its own. And now, like, now that it's all in one place, that's great. And I think that's why so many people are here for it now, because a lot of the original series weren't huge crowd drawers other than The Mandalorian. And to a lesser extent, High School Musical, the series, they're really relying on what to entertain people on the back catalog until those bigger shows come out. And this was supposed to be one of them, this Lizzie McGuire revival, but now we don't know if it's happening.
Did you know that there are currently only 3 original scripted series on Disney Plus?
No.
Like, the rest of their original series are nonfiction stuff. The only, like, fictional scripted series they have are High School Musical, The Musical, The Series, The Mandalorian, and Diary of a Future President.
That doesn't surprise me at all. But I kind of wonder why they didn't plan for it sooner.
I feel like Disney came into the thinking that, you know, okay, we'll last fine if we just have, like, The Mandalorian and Simpsons in our back catalog, and we'll do good.
Exactly. And
there's no evidence that that isn't working, but there's also no real evidence that there is either.
Yeah, they should have done it from a looking at it in hindsight perspective, probably incrementally, where they have more, because people watch things so quickly.
And I mean, Disney tried to fix that by releasing their shows weekly.
But I mean, that was a great idea, I think. But even so, there's months and months of time between now and anything that I know of that anyone's going to watch.
And their shows don't last that long. Like, each season of, like, the original scripted series, it's only like 8 to 10 episodes.
Yep. So what are you filling the space with, is what I mean. Like, you should have them like, come out overlapping, you know? Like,
they absolutely should have had one of the Marvel series available day one. That was a mistake. Yeah.
Well, I think day one, or at least within the first 2 months, even, like, because after Mandalorian, you can just kind of finish that and then hop on to something else, you know?
I think if they're going to progress into the future and build their streaming service, they really need to do a lot of soul searching. I, for one, would love to have seen Terry Minsky's original vision for what the Lizzie McGuire revival would have been.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I feel like it would feel weird if, you know, you're watching a 30-year-old woman not actually act like a 30-year-old woman.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of scared to see what it's going to be now. Like, I wonder, if it continues, because it's in a very vulnerable place right now. But what are they going to give that character? And also, how invested is Hillary Duff going to be if it's not?
I wouldn't blame Hillary Duff for cutting and running entirely.
Oh, no, I mean, not at all. I honestly say if she can't fight it, go for it.
Firing the showrunner while she's on vacation, that's a real dick move.
Oh, yeah.
I think the only problem that could prevent Hilary Duff from leaving is what it would mean for her reputation. Because remember, her previous relationship with Disney, like, off the heels of Lizzie McGuire, ended badly. Granted, that was more because of her mother. She demanded too much money. Her mother was just, like, a pain in the ass in general. Sort of like Macaulay Culkin's dad.
Yeah, child stars' parents can often be, interesting.
And then there's also, like, stuff being pulled from... that get canceled by Disney Plus when they were in development, where they're not even for, like, inappropriate reasons, just, like, arbitrarily. Like, that Muppet series that Josh Gad wanted to do.
Okay, I love the Muppets. I wasn't thrilled that Josh Gad was on the project, but I would have liked to see it. you know what I mean? Like, even, like, as someone who was thought it was not the best idea, you know? Like, I was like, I wish it was someone else. But that being said, I think they needed it. I think there's so much space that they're not filling that they really just need to fill it.
Disney's acting like they're not hurting for original scripted content when they absolutely are. Like, I like documentary content as much as the next guy, but, you know, eventually you'll be like, okay, you know, I want a narrative.
Yeah, something new, because they have it in them. And I think that's the big question. Like, they have all this money and power, and they've been branding this for so long. What were they doing? You know?
Like, here's these, like, rumored reports that, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier is gonna take on, like, hot button political issues.
Oh yeah, no, there's rumors that it's going to take on the Marvel had a narrative. It's been a while since I've read them, and I don't know how I don't know how prevalent it also still is in comics, but in Young Avengers, at least, there were basically super soldiers before the official quote unquote Captain America, where the serum was being tested on, like, black men and stuff like that. And there was a Captain America before the one that everyone, like, kind of knew and loved, you know? And there's rumors that the series is going to have that character. A week ago, it was said that and Isaiah Bradley was cast in Falcon and Winter Soldier. Yep, Isaiah Bradley, the first Captain America.
Which, you know, if we're dealing with that subject matter, let's be honest here. The only reason that they're going to be able to get away with that subject matter on Disney Plus is that, you know, Marvel's a big franchise for Disney. It's very hypocritical. It seems like the line on what you can get away with on Disney Plus depends on, like, how big of a franchise draw you are.
It depends on if you're a brand.
Marvel and The Simpsons and Star Wars get more leeway than, say, like, Lizzie McGuire or Love, Simon, or even High School Musical, for that matter.
Because it depends on your brand, not just being a brand, but what your brand is / was in the case of Lizzie McGuire. So here we are, wondering what's going to happen, and I'm wondering what those adult issues were
for Lizzie McGuire. Yeah, that I am too.
I'm really curious to see as to what they were.
Was it the Lizzie McGuire fucked?
Maybe. I mean, it could have been anything, to be completely honest. In your 30s, you're going to deal with a lot of shit. Especially
paying bills.
Yeah. Especially in the city. Like, you're going to deal with a lot of real shit.
And it probably was even that real of shit. It was just real shit by Disney standards.
Real shit. Yeah. Like, what life drama is she going through? I'm intrigued to see it, because I'm also like, what if it isn't something that seemingly that bad? If it's something like that, how embarrassing that's going to look for Disney, you know, if it gets out what it is.
Do you think there's any chance that Disney could pull a James Gunn and rehire Terry Minsky?
Probably. I wonder if Terry Minsky would actually say yes, or if Hilary Duff would even want to continue working with Disney after this fiasco.
It seems like she was very eager to return to the character with Terry Minsky, but...
But I don't know what her standing is with Disney itself now, and how that is going to affect her approach to the character.
We don't really have, like, a final thesis statement to say on this. I just figured that we should discuss this and... you know, figure this out because...
Because thinking about what Disney's brand is, I mean, Disney Plus is kind of supposed to be that definitive, this is the Disney brand, you know?
This is your go-to for what Disney is.
Yes, exactly. And so to see what they include and exclude in that umbrella is telling. And it's telling us kind of what we already knew, that Disney is a big corporation that is about its branding, about its franchises. It's got all of its little baby franchises in there.
It'll just arbitrarily pick and choose depending on how big of a moneymaker you are.
It's like a big hell. Disney's the Lucifer, and there's all the other rankings of demons under that. And... I don't know if Lizzie McGuire goes to hell. That's
Yeah, I guess that's our conclusion. Pretty weak conclusion, but a conclusion nonetheless. So that's it from us today. I'm Dallin Agatone.
I'm the other one.
Yep. Be seeing you.
All right. Signing off.
Signing off.
So there's some new info that resurfaced just about right after recording this. So here we are.
The exact same day we recorded the first session. For context, it is Sunday, March 1st. And on the Friday that we recorded our first part of this episode, new information came to light. Hilary Duff, who, as you know, the star of the planned Lizzie McGuire revival and Lizzie McGuire in general, posted on her Instagram a public statement.
About this.
Yes. About what we've been discussing. She wrote, "Was incredibly excited to launch Lizzie on Disney Plus, and my passion remains! ! However, I feel a huge responsibility to honor the fans' relationship with Lizzie, who, like me, grew up seeing themselves in her. I'd be doing a disservice to everyone by limiting the realities of a 30-year-old's journey to live under the ceiling of a PG rating. It's important to me that, just as her experiences as a preteen/teenager navigating life were authentic, her next chapters are equally as real and relatable. It would be a dream if Disney would let us move the show to Hulu if they were interested, and I could bring this beloved character to life again. Heart emoji." So...
yeah, we've got some, we've got this statement, which is more of an official thing from her end, an official and, I guess courteous rather than, she had posted on our Instagram before, as we've discussed. Yes, a bit shady.
But now she's pretty much come clean with the whole thing. And while it's very nicely worded, the subtext of the whole thing is clear. It's essentially saying, you know, give me what I want. Let me make the show how I feel it should be done, or I'm walking.
Well, I don't blame her for that, honestly. I mean, I think that she seems very attached to this character. And I agree that, you know, pretending a 30-year-old is a child would be a strange approach. Yeah, I think that she well articulated her stance, and is definitely, it's a immobile stance, and that's fine. You know, it's upsetting that it can't be on Disney Plus, but at least she is open to just having it be on Hulu.
So I have two observations and a question regarding this, and I'll start with the question. Do you think there is any possibility that Disney's going to move this show to Hulu?
Yes, because I think it would look bad for them if they didn't. And they're Disney, so, I mean, they can do whatever the hell they want. But I think that they probably will continue with the project and move it to Hulu. If they decide yes to the Lizzie McGuire being more adult stuff and then market it that way too, and I feel like that's probably what they're going to do. Have a slightly more like, you remember Lizzie McGuire, but here she is now, and like she's dealing with whatever, you know.
See, I could see them moving it for PR reasons, but at the same time, the more cynical/practical side of me is thinking, you know, we mentioned in the last session that Disney Plus already has a very large lack of scripted original content already, And do you really see, and they've already moved it to planned scripted original content series to Hulu already. Do you see them wanting to get rid of more than what they already have? Do they really think that they could just bank on docuseries and, like, twiddle their thumbs until, you know, the Marvel series and season 2 of The Mandalorian come out?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's better for them to have the series than none at all, because Duff's walking. Otherwise, I think.
See, I don't see why Disney would object to a Lizzie McGuire series that, in theory, would be no worse than what's going on The Simpsons. And really, I can't reasonably see, like, Lizzie McGuire being any harder than that. Even if it's, like, more adult-themed than, like, what Hilary Duff's asking. Like,
again, like, what even is so, like, adult about it is what I'm wondering and asking myself. Because it could just look bad for Disney if it turns out to be something stupid.
My theory is that Disney's... than what Disney's objecting to. And again, we know nothing about what the actual overall plot is, other than it's Lizzie in her 30s in New York City. Yeah. I think they started to get a bit nervous about the idea of Lizzie McGuire fucking. That's what I think is going on here. But again, I'm just basing this entirely on hearsay and conjecture.
Yeah, it could be absolutely anything, but whatever it is, this is definitely a shit show, and I think it's out of proportion. It is what it is right now, so we have to address it. But Disney's got to make a decision.
So that was my question. Now I have two observations. The first of it, which is, it seems like what's been going on here is that Disney got Hilary Duff back to do Lizzie McGuire, thinking that she'd be willing to play ball with whatever they demanded. Because, you know, it's not like she's been like a big... And we mean this with the most respect to Hilary Duff. Like, we're not slamming her or anything. But... you know, her career is not what its peak was. And I think that's fair to say. Like,
I mean, she was a Disney Channel star, and that's where she got her start. And it was such a personality and a character that, you know, that's just, yeah.
But you look at it, it's like, what was her last major project? That Sharon Tate horror movie everyone was pissed off about?
Which one?
The Haunting of Sharon Tate. You remember that?
No.
Like, that one that had, like, a whole bunch of controversy, people accusing it of, like, exploiting Sharon Tate's death.
Yikes.
Like, and, like, Hilary Duff plays Sharon Tate, and she's, like, haunted by ghosts or something. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I heard it sucked.
Mm.
But I'm thinking, like, Disney's thought process is, okay, this girl would be happy for a gig, you know, she'll play ball with whatever we want. And now Disney's been completely thrown for a loop, because it turns out, oh, Hilary Duff actually cares about this character and takes this character's relationship with the audience seriously and responsibly. And now their hands are pretty much tied.
I don't blame her.
No, I'm all for Hilary Duff being about this. I am glad that she actually, you know, has a passion for this character and cares about her audience. That's very
really cool.
Admirable. Now, observation number two, we alluded to it, the whole James Gunn fiasco that happened a couple years back, where, you know, James Gunn was fired by Disney, and eventually, after everyone raised a stink, like, after the Fox buyout happened, they, like, hired him back. This open letter from Hilary Duff is giving a very interesting parallel to what's going to the James Gunn situation, and that a little bit after the firing initially happened, all of the main cast members of the series, you know, Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Bradley Cooper, Michael Rooker, Karen Gillan, Dave Bautista, Vin Diesel, they all, like, signed an open letter asking for James Gunn to be reinstated in their position as director, which essentially also tied Disney's hands, because it meant, like, no sane director in Hollywood would want to take that position as director, because they'd be in charge of a cast that didn't actually want them there, for one thing. And also, they'd have a, you know, a reputation, a not unjustified reputation in the film press, as essentially a glorified scab.
So now we've got this right here, which is essentially like a similar thing. It's essentially negotiations through public relations. And only time will tell if it'll work or not, because, you know, the James Gunn thing is of relatively grander circumstances, because A, it wasn't a matter of simple creative dispute like the Lizzie McGuire thing is. Rather, the Disney company was bamboozled by a right-wing grifter, Mike Cernovich.
Yep.
And, you know, B, they couldn't act faster on this because of the increased scrutiny the company had due to the 20th Century Fox buyout. So this one, it's a relatively more low-key stakes in regards to what's going to happen. And do you think that'll, like, impact how it turns out, or do you think it'll turn out in a similar way to the whole James Gunn thing?
I really have no idea. I could see it going either way. Yeah, it's just one of those cases of Disney should listen to the creators of its content, you know?
Speaking of creators, I also noticed the Nowhere and Hillary Duff statement demand the reinstation of Terry Minsky. Do you think that's implied, or do you think that bridge is already burned?
I think that she isn't bringing it up because that would be, I think it could have potentially, like, came across as, it would have blown up the situation even further, basically, you know? And I think her asking for this in this way, behind the scenes, I bet she might be fighting for Minsky, you know? But I think right now here, she is at least trying to be cordial in Disney's eyes rather than full out, like, putting them on blast. That just seems to be the case here, which is very different from the Guardians situation, the James Gunn situation, where it was very, very public. Like, this is about, like, listen to your creator, you know?
So do you think there's a way that they can, like, reach a compromise where, you know, it remains on Disney Plus, but Disney still allows Lizzie McGuire to be edgier, maybe not as edgy as they initially wanted it, but still edgier than what Disney wants?
I think so. I mean, I don't think it's off the table. It's not a, I don't think it's a lost cause.
Do you think that's the most likely outcome? What do you think is the most likely outcome out of all of this?
I think they might move it to Hulu, honestly.
I feel like the cynical part, again, I said it before, cynical part of me more likely feels that one way or another, it's going to remain on Disney Plus or not happen at all. But, you know, I feel like the not happen at all is even more unlikely than it moving to Hulu, because that would look very bad on
Disney's
streaming department, you know, and which, you know, all of those executives must be especially nervous right now, given that, you know, Bob Chapek's now in, and usually the arrival of a new CEO means, like, cleaning house and all that. So who knows what's going to happen. That's pretty much the update. We just figured we wanted to address this new information before we put this episode up.
Yeah. And I think that's it, really.
All right. This is Down Agatone.
And I'm the other one.
So long.
Hey, everyone. It's Amanda, the other one. And I just wanted to let you know that recently I've been working with a podcast called The Spellcast. That's S-P-E-L-C-A-S-T, which is a New York City variety show / comedic fiction podcast. And this past episode, I actually helped produce, and I wrote it, and it was a lot of fun. It's about two strippers falling in love and things going haywire when they accidentally upset a swamp witch. It's bonkers, it's crazy, and it was a good time to make, and I would really appreciate it if you checked it out. All right, thank you, and I hope you enjoyed the episode.